Good morning, YouTube. And good morning, Facebook. Today is the 6th of July, 2020. And we're told in Scripture that they spoke often. They that feared the Lord spoke often with one another. And the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. They that feared the Lord spoke often one to another. By thy words thou shalt be justified, the tongue of the wise is health. Therefore, as ye abound in everything, in faith and utterance and knowledge and in all diligence, see that ye abound in this grace also. Let your speech be always with grace. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold and pictures of silver. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that may minister grace unto the hearers. A good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. Well, I've been thinking quite a bit about this scripture that says that they that feared the Lord spoke often one to another. There's a whole massive group of society that does not want the Christians to talk often one to another. They don't want the Christians to sing. Praise their Lord. They want to separate us. God, in His mercy, created the internet, and now they're trying to take us down off of the channels on social media, aren't they? But God always provides a means for His elect to speak often one to another. Sometimes they have to do it in hiding. Sometimes they have to go underground. Sometimes in history it seems as though the Church of God was just cut off from having fellowship one with another. During those times, the church actually, God strengthens her and gives her increased grace during the times of persecution. We're told in the book of Acts that those, many believed on him, and many were added to the church daily as such as should be saved. God is not going to lose one of His little sheep. All that the Father hath given me will come to me, and all that come to me I will in no wise cast out. It's my Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom, He told us. The Lord is very gracious to His people, regardless of what we may be going through in our lives. He's gracious, full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. Psalm 26:3. Be followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor. Be kind one to another, tender hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, seeing that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently, the love of Christ constraineth us. Love ye your enemies, and do good and lend, hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the Highest, for he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. Be therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful. Children of a merciful Father, that we can cry out, Abba Father, in the midst of whatever we're going through. They that feared the Lord spake often one to another. Sometimes we don't want to talk to anybody. Have you ever had a situation where your phone rang and you just let it ring? You didn't want to talk to anybody. We've all been there. Sometimes we get down in our spirit. We've had enough. I remember my dad. telling my mom one time in regards to some things he was having to go through with the church that she went to, and he said, I've just about had my belly full. I've just about had my belly full. Well, we all sometimes get burnt out. We get our belly full of all of these lies. But God is faithful, and He's merciful to us. And He keeps us going when we don't feel like going. Like I've said so many times, our feelings are fickle. We cannot go by our feelings. We have to rest in the unchanging grace of God. We sometimes have these great expectations that just are not met. Unrealistic expectations. Living in a fallen, corrupt, vile world. I know I've had those feelings many times. And we must be careful that we don't get into a pity party. Poor little old me. If we're in Christ, we're going to suffer persecution. People are going to say all kind of bad things about us. You know, they're going to malign us, and they're going to attack us because they cannot stand the truth. truth is something that shines in the darkness and reveals the hidden things. Is there not a balm in Gilead for the heart that is oppressed? Is there not a holy comforter that will give his people rest? Is there not a heavenly breeze that will come from above to cool the fevered brow, one bent so very low? Is there not a bleeding lamb that has all of our sorrows took? Is there not a faithful shepherd who gathers his wayward lambs? Is there not refreshing waters sent from the great I Am? Yes. There is a balm in Gilead, and a heavenly breeze will blow to cool the fevered brow of the lamb that's bent so low. Yes, there is a faithful shepherd, and his refreshing waters will flow to the discouraged soul. Master, please don't tarry. Master, I plead that you would not tarry too long. For I'm very weak and really not that strong. If left to my own devices, I would perish suddenly. Master, please don't tarry. Come and rescue me. Master, please don't tarry, or I would be cast down. My sins would overtake me, and I'd be laid to the ground. Master, please don't tarry. Come to my help and stay close beside me in the morning, yes, at the break of day. Thank you, Master, for not waiting. You were there all the time. Even though this wayward child's eyes are often blind, you told me underneath me were your everlasting arms to hold me and sustain me and protect me from all harms. Thank you, loving Master, for letting me see your loving arms are open and always holding me. Well, if we look toward the future with just our natural eyes, the future looks dim and we do it despise. But if we look to the future with spiritual eyes, there's nothing grander for us to surmise. Eternal life with Christ, I find a wonderful thought. Oh, what a glorious future for God's people he has wrought. All sorrows, tears, and suffering will forever be gone, and in paradise with Christ my Savior, I will forever live on. Many times we look at what's going on in our own life, and it has an effect upon us. We see what's going on around us. Lot was vexed while in Sodom. We're in Sodom too. Are we vexed like Lot was? Do we abhor evil too? Or are we drawn away of our own lust and enticed? God help us in the midst of all of this vice. Turn our eyes to you, we pray this day, and then our thoughts and minds will be on you. Turn us and we will be turned, you make all things new. Give us a hatred for sin and cause us to run from it. Give us your continued grace and mercy so that in heavenly places we can sit. Let us not be conquered by sin and death and hell. Let us cry out to you when our weak flesh is spelled. Only you can give us victory over prevailing sin and cause us to walk in truth until the very end. Your mercies are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Even in the midst of Babylon, in God we only trust. Well, Christ went through an awful lot while he was down here on this earth. He suffered greatly. At the hands of his own creation, he suffered greatly. He says that if you're in Christ Jesus, you will suffer persecution. Right now, there's kind of a 2020 Inquisition. Is there not? Torture. Not physical torture, but a mental torture going on to God's people. Well, I hope this morning you will think on these things. We need to speak of him often. And remember what a great price he paid for his people on the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary. There's never a time and never a place when and where I should not praise Jesus for his amazing grace. To come and die for a sinner like me, my praise should ring out for eternity. Lord, help me to be ever thankful for what you've done for me. Dying for me, the purchase is done. It was not completed without the awful cost of the most bitter agony you experienced at the cross. Please always help me remember what you did for me when you suffered and died at Mount Calvary. There's never a time and never a place when and where I should not praise Jesus for his amazing grace. Sometimes I don't feel like writing or doing anything at all. I rather feel like sitting in a chair with my face against the wall. My feelings I cannot trust, and they often cause me pain. And most certainly my feelings cannot an entrance gain. Into eternal bliss with my Savior and my King, if I'm trusting in my feelings, this will no comfort bring. I should be trusting in the one who purchased eternal life for me. Trusting in my feelings only brings uncertainty. So the next time I start feeling bad about this or start feeling bad about that, Lord, let me see Jesus who sits on the throne of heaven. While here on earth they in your face spat. I'm glad you did not go by your feelings, but shed your blood for me so that I would go to live with you to glory for eternity. How can we describe the wonder of grace? How could God, who loved us so much, send his dear son to die for a wretch so unworthy, undone? How could God give such a precious gift to a sinner like me? It's the wonder of grace, that's all it can be. I deserved hell in my wretched state, full of sin and dead and full of hate. Against the one who died for me, how could this wonder of grace ever be? The wonder of grace speaks to our souls, knowing God's dear Son paid and controls our destiny, and yes, we gaze on his face and continue to thank him for the wonder of grace. And may the good Lord be with you today in a special way, comfort and console your soul as we go through this, these times of sorrow and trial in this life. God bless.